Try Not to Breathe, written by Holly Seddon and read by Katie Sobey, Jot Davies and Lucy Middleweek.
Music thudded through Amy's body and seized her heart. Music so loud that her eardrums pounded in frenzy and her baby bird ribs rattled. Music was everything. Well, almost everything. Later, the newspapers would call 15-year-old Amy Stevenson a ray of sunshine with everything to live for. Her headphones buzzed with Britpop as she trudged the long way home, rucksack sagging. Amy had a boyfriend, Jake. He loved her and she loved him. They'd been together for nearly 8 months, walking the romance route around the top field at school during break time, hot hand in hot hand, fast hearts synchronised. Amy had two best friends, Jenny and Becky. The trio danced in a perpetual whirlpool of backstories, competition and gossip. Dizzying trails of she said, he said, she said preceded remorseful sobbing hugs at the end of every drunken Saturday night. Nights out meant lemon hooch at the Memorial Park or Archers and Lemonade at the Sleeper Pub, where a five-year-old wouldn't have been ID'd. School nights meant 6 p.m. phone calls once it hit the cheap rate. She would talk until her stepdad, Bob, came into the dining room and gave her that look. It's dinner time, get off my phone. Thursday nights were Top of the Pops and EastEnders. Friday nights were Friends and The Word. Amy's kicker's bag grew heavier with every step. She shifted it awkwardly to the other shoulder, tangling her wires so that one earbud pinged out of her ear, the sounds of the real world rushing in. She had taken the long way home. The previous day, she'd got back early and startled Bob in the kitchen as he stirred Coffee Mate into his favourite mug. At first, he smiled, opening his arms for a hug, before realising she'd made it back in record time and must have gone across the field. She'd had to sit through half an hour of Bob's ranting and raving about walking the safe route home along the roads. "I'm saying this because I love you, Ames. We both love you and we just want you to be safe." Amy had listened, shuffled in her seat and stifled yawns. When he'd finally stopped, she stomped upstairs, flopped onto her bed and smacked CD cases around as she made an angry mixtape, Rage Against the Machine, Hole and Faith No More. As she surprised Bob the day before, Amy knew he was likely to be home already, waiting to catch her and have another go at her. It wasn't worth the hassle, even though the longer walk was especially unwelcome on Tuesdays. Her bag was always really heavy as she had French and history and both had stupid massive textbooks. Amy hated learning French with a passion. The teacher was a dick, and who needs to give a window a gender? But she liked the idea of knowing the language. French was a sexy language. She imagined she could seduce someone a bit more sophisticated than Jake by whispering something French in his ear. She could seduce someone older. Someone a lot older.